This is a replay from Monday Night Trivia from March 4th. We started around 11:30. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did. I'm Raleigh James. We have an hour and a half of Monday Night Trivia, so make the most of it. I'm ready for you. Are you ready for me? We've got bumper stumpers and a theme. We've got a new question for you, brand new, actually. And we have your choices, which is the best part, because everybody knows something about something. The hardest part sometimes is just remembering the phone number. So 888-876-5593. That's 888-876-5593. 876-5593. That'll get you to me tonight right here on Monday Night Trivia. Apologies for the website. I apparently didn't update it. Actually, I did. It just never made it into cyber reality. But wait a minute. Something happened here. Okay. All right. Just falling apart and we've just begun. All right. But it's up there now. So to those of you who were concerned, because we missed last Wednesday's show, and I was kind of sorry about that because it was a full show last week, but John took one look at me and said, don't even think about it. And normally I argue and do the show, but I was so sick I couldn't argue. So that was the deal. Nothing serious, a drug reaction. So we weren't too terribly surprised about that since we'd been talking about it previously. But back on the air Thursday night, and that show is online now. So as will this one be at the end of the show. So apologies for screwing that up. I did not realize I did that because we did have a Thursday night show, abbreviated though it was. All right, so my question. Well, a lot of men buy one. They can be pricey. In the late 1990s, the average American spent 2 months of work to pay for one. The average Japanese man worked 3 months to pay for one, and the average British subject worked a month. What were they buying? So, yeah, they can be awfully pricey. And but it's interesting to see that I guess the guy's either willing to go the furthest out on a limb for one or maybe get paid the least, I don't know, are the Japanese 3 months to pay for one and the average American 2 months. And, yeah, British subjects, just a month. All right, so what are they buying? 888-876-5593. That's 8888. Raleigh, can't ask you about the theme yet because you haven't even heard one of the songs. But we will have five of them tonight due to the abbreviated nature of the show, and they all have something quite specific in common. You'll hear one of them soon, but right now you'll hear from Mark and Aurora, who's going to kick it off tonight with 1975 charts. How's it going, Mark?
Oh, pretty well. I'm trying to recall what last week's straggler answer was.
Oh, well, I'd have to look it up. There was a show last week? I mean, that's the way it was with me. Let's see. Let me look up to see what the heck we did.
39% of people describe themselves as blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Born again.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
39%
75, this week in 75 should be fairly easy because it was just... The Vintage Casey was just played last Sunday.
Oh, Saturday. Okay. The Vintage Casey, oh my God. Oh. Who would have ever dreamed that that show would live on? All right, but you never know. All right,
oh, but so, it does every
Oh,
week.
I know. Believe me, I remember when the first one was recorded, though, so nobody would have thought. And poor Sherman Cohen never got his due.
Yeah, it was July 4th, 1970.
Yes, I know. All right, so we are talking, however, 1975, and this week... would make it the week of March the 8th, according to the Billboard charts.
No, Oh, no, they just did March 1st.
But oh, well, March that, 8th will well now, you see, so. Isn't that interesting? I can tell you the dirty secret on that. The charts are done a couple weeks in advance. That's how they were able to get them some time.
Yeah.
But do you want me to do March 1st? I mean, you already heard those. They're not much different.
Either way.
All right, we're going to go with March 8th because that's the closest to reality.
Okay.
And the songs are pretty much the same. All right. So, number one, Have You Never Been Mellow?
Olivia Newton-John.
Number two, Black Water.
The Doobie Brothers.
Number three, My Eyes Adored You.
Frankie Valli.
Number four, Lady Marmalade.
La Belle.
Number five, Lonely People.
Oh, America.
Number six, Lady.
Sticks.
Yes, number seven, Best of My Love.
The Eagles.
Yes, number, what would this be? Eight, Loving You.
Minnie Riperton.
Number nine, Pick Up the Pieces.
Oh, Average White Band.
And number 10, Can't Get It Out of My Head.
The Electric Light Orchestra.
All right, so you heard the weekly Casey Kasem, so you would have known all those. Let's see how you do let's see how you do if we start at number 41 of the previous week, since they didn't play those.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's how we're going to play this game. Number 41 on March the 1st, 1975, was Harry Truman.
Randy Newman?
Chicago.
Oh, okay, well.
Number 42 was If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. Keep in mind the year.
Yeah, it's Luther. I don't remember who did that.
Yeah, that'd be Millie Jackson.
At that point. Okay.
Number 43, Don't Take Your Love From Me. All right, that would be the Manhattan. See, when you don't hear the show.
Yeah.
All right, so. But anyway, you won, even if you did your homework in advance. So very good.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, thanks. Hang on, we'll confirm that address.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. All right, so, yes, Mark got them all. He remembered last week's Casey Kasem. Yeah, I can't believe there's, you just never know what's going to work and what isn't, but I guess good for that. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, we got Don and Beloit, he wants his World War II aeroplanes, of course. Lisa in Dundee wants Oscars trivia. Oh, God help me. I'll find him. Cleveland Dennis is going to guess on something or other, and Joan and Waukegan is also going to guess on something or other. And I think they may have the same guess. I'm not sure, but we'll find out. All that and more, and you'll hear your first bumper stumper, which has something absolutely in common with all five that we'll play tonight, coming up on WGN Radio.
You've got a smile, a crazy little smile, but everybody's got a smile. But if we get together and you smile when I hold you, then we got love. I tell you that we got love. So much love.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is that? Might not be who you think. And of course, you won't know what he has in common with what else we're going to play because you haven't heard what else. But maybe that's a start that you can guess this guy anyway. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. So a lot of men buy one. They can be pricey. In the late 1990s, the average American spent 2 months of work to pay for one. The average Japanese man worked 3 months for one, and the average British subject worked a month. What were they buying? All right, so 888-876-5593. You don't like my question, you don't know my bumper stumper, have your own category. We prove it every week. Whatever you know something about, we'll find a category for you. Like Lisa in Dundee. How's it going tonight, Lisa?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, terrible. You know, I was just kind of getting over the drug reaction, which was really a surprise and quite the astonishment to all concerned. But today, I woke up and I had, yes indeed, decimated the back molar on the top and in the back on the right side. So, of course, I had to have the emergency dental appointment where they gave me the temporary crown. Unfortunately, it may sound like I have a big mouth, but I really don't. So, as usual, they obliterated part of my jaw, which will hurt for days as they got this in there.
So, is that why there was a repeat last?
No.
Last
Wednesday there was a repeat because I had a flat-out drug reaction that was really severe. And I was going to do the show, and John said, you're not. And I know I must have been sick because I was not well enough to fight with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was what that was.
Well, as long as everybody's...
Yeah.
Okay, right now.
Yeah, it's just the usual roller coaster, nothing terrible. But, you know, I got up and I was thinking, you know, I'm feeling a lot better today. Then I realized, well, except for this molar that's cracked in half.
And, you know, your teeth, that's really can be, important for some other things.
Oh, of course it is. Absolutely, that's
true. In your
true.
Body, you know?
Yeah.
People don't eat that a lot, but...
You know, it was, and I'm sure a lot of people have had this happen too, but I had never had a cavity in my life at any time, and then I was about 22 years old, and I went to a dentist, and I had, quote-unquote, seven of them, and to this day, I think I bought him a boat. I wish he had just said,
yeah.
I wish he had just said to me, look, you know, just buy me a boat, because, you know, at least I would have had my teeth, but one by one now, they're having to be capped, and this is the fourth in a series.
Geez, years ago, when we would go to the dentist, we never had Novocaine or anything like that to fill.
Oh, I know.
Cavities or anything.
Yeah, way back when, I remember that too, saying, I don't need Novocaine for this. You're like, whoa.
No.
Everybody's seen that, Dennis, which of course is why people today hate Dennis. But no, they...
Well, I've often wondered why they can't do something about the sound of the drill. That's, I think, what gets people. It sounds horrible. If they could just... make a silent drill somehow.
Oh, no, yeah, you're going to hear that. But anyway, John came in here and said I was supposed to break, and I think I just took that break, so I don't break until 56:30. If I'm wrong, Brett at Master Control can tell me. All right, so,
okay.
I don't know, telling time is not my strong suit. But I know the Oscars are your strong suit, so I've got a question for you.
Okay.
There are only three films that won the Big Five: Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, Best Screenplay. One of them was Silence of the Lambs. One of them was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, 1975. What's the third one?
Isn't that the one with Clark Gable and...
Well, now, how the hell would I know that?
I know. I'm just talking out loud.
Yeah.
Claudette Colbert.
I guess I got to look up the movie now. But
oh gosh, because it didn't happen for a long time until it happened with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and I want to say it was this one I'm thinking of with.
Well, let's. Claudette Colbert.
Claudette Colbert,
and she was convinced she would lose.
Yeah, and she was, what the hell is the name of that movie?
Yeah, you know this movie. I know you know
this
movie.
I do know it. This is the one where they put up a sheet because she's like a runaway bride and, it's on the tip of my tongue. Does it have something about one?
No, well, one is, yes. It's a four-word title and one is one of the words.
Oh, It Happened One Night.
All right, we have a winner. Yes, indeed.
Oh.
And that would be Best Picture, and Best Actor in a Leading Role was Clark Gable, and Actress was Claudette Colbert, and Best Director was Frank Capra, and Best Writing Adaptation was Robert Riskin. 1935 Oscars for a 1934 movie.
Now, did you say there were five movies or just three?
No, there were three.
Yeah, okay. Three. I thought you said five, and then you started rattling off the two I knew, and I thought,
well,
no. Be too much because I don't know the other. I didn't know there were five.
No, each of these movies won five Oscars.
Ah, okay, that's where I got it from. Okay.
Yes. So Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, Best Writing.
Okay.
That's the big five.
Well, now, next week I'm going to ask another, just to give you a heads up, because the Oscars are on Sunday.
Oh, so another Oscar question.
Another question.
All right.
Monday.
All right. I think I already know what it is. We'll see if I remember it.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Hang on. We'll confirm that address.
Okay,
Don't go away. All right. So, yes, she's absolutely right. Now, let's see. What does Cleveland Dennis have to say for himself? He's taking a guess. So, Cleveland Dennis, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Get checked in.
Hello. Speak to me.
Hello.
Yes.
Raleigh, my guess is hairpiece.
No, that's a nice guess, but it's not right.
Can I make a request?
Oh, we'll see. Now, tomorrow night's a partial show, but I'll try to get it on. What would you want?
A Buddy Holly, My Desire.
Oh, okay. All right. You got it.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, I believe that Joan and Waukegan was going for hairpiece as well. So let's find out if she has an alternate guess. Are you still with us, Joan?
I am still here, and yes, that was my first guess was toupee.
What's your second guess?
Hairpiece. Suit?
Nope. Keep going.
A fancy watch?
Nope.
Dress shoes?
Nope. Now you're assuming it's for them and that they wear it. It's possible that neither are true.
How about an engagement ring?
We have a winner.
Oh, my gosh.
You are absolutely right.
You tipped me off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I wasn't going to let you hang out there. Hang on. Don't go away. We're going to confirm that address.
Thank you.
And you are a winner. All right. So we'll pick it up there with another hour of Monday Night Trivia in moments here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Other than one of my favorite records. Yes, indeed. 1967 on Smash. Yeah. And I know that that Mayor Hawthorne likes it, too, because he redid it. And he did them proud, too. A very noble version of that. But who is that? And what do they have in common with the first record? 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. So you now have two bumpers from which to choose, and you'll have three more before the end of this hour. And we have another question. In the late 1990s, heart attacks in Great Britain temporarily rose by 25%. Why? Late 1990s, heart attacks in Great Britain temporarily rose by 25%. Why? It wasn't, you know, spending money to buy that engagement ring, which we were talking about earlier, and had a winner quickly, too. That was great. By the way, 120 million carats of diamonds are mined on average every year. Yeah, and we won't get into what some people are paying for them, but as far as the average Joe, yeah, average guys in America, 2 months of work to pay for that engagement ring. Yeah, and she gets mad and throws it in your face. All right, well, I'm watching too much TV or something while John's, I'll walk by and John watches, apparently there's some channel that shows all every Law and Order show that was ever made. And boy, I got to tell you, people behaving badly. Yeah, well, not enough to, you know, kind of snare me into watching it, but certainly they're creative. Fran is in Austin. She wants lyrics. How's it going, Fran?
Oh, pretty good. I can either guess on the bumper, or I can go ahead and do lyrics and leave the bumper for somebody else.
Yeah, let's go with that, because it's more fun doing lyrics with you.
yeah, that's true. It is more fun to
do. Yeah, know. I'm sure you know, and we'll count it a win either way. So here you go. You say you're coming home, yet you never phone. Leave me all alone.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, you say That's you're coming so many... home, yet you never phone. Leave me all alone. My love is strong for you.
Shoot.
I'd do wrong for you. Now you have the whole verse there. You say you're coming home, yet you never phone. Leave me all alone. My love is strong for you. I'd do wrong for you.
I'd do wrong for you. Oh.
And you like this record, too. I know you like this record.
Oh, I'm gonna, because I'm singing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Well, I could give you two more lines that would absolutely give it to you. You're ready?
Okay, well, either way, you can give it. I'm not getting anywhere.
Here, you will now. Every night I cry, every night I sigh.
Okay.
Every night I wonder why.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. I'm not getting it. This is terrible.
Oh, every little bit hurts. Every little bit hurts. Every night I cry. Every night I sigh. Every night I wonder why.
Yeah, I can see why you would think that I would get that, because I've called and requested it from you.
Right, right. Yeah, you treat me cold, yet you won't let me go. Every little hurt counts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And it's such a wonderful song.
I love that song.
Oh, me too. The original 45. Yeah, the original 45 version. Now, unfortunately, they gave it a soulectomy when they put it on CD, because it's got to be plaintive and she's got to be buried in the music.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I hear that on Apple Music all the time. Yeah. I mean, that's what you get.
Yeah, it's like, no, you know? No, no, no. She's desperate. She's plaintive. You do not give her a soulectomy here.
No, no. Yeah. And that's hard to do, to give her a soulectomy.
I know, but they managed.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm very surprised I bested you, but I'm sure I won't next week.
Yeah, well, I am too on that one, man. Okay.
All right.
Good luck next week.
I hope so, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, every little bit hurts. All right, so it's a wonderful song, truly. 888-876-5593. Yeah, that's my number. Sometimes I have to think about it. Don and Beloit, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley.
How's it going?
Hey, crazy hooligans at soccer games had a lot of heart attacks in Britain. Is that it?
Yes, it is, actually. And it wasn't the hooligans at the soccer games, but you got the right answer, even though you got it in the wrong way. It was not the people at the games. It was the people at home watching the penalty shootout when England lost to Argentina in 1998. And so it's written up in the British Medical Journal that emotional upset from watching that game triggered a myocardial infarction in a surprising number of people. In fact, what's really interesting is that researchers in Great Britain urged the World Cup authorities to find another way to decide a winner, since the penalty shootout caused so many heart attacks.
Well, I was kind of guessing on that one, so I appreciate
it. Oh, very good. Very good. You're absolutely right. So we have a winner. All right. So we'll save your World War II question for another time.
That sounds terrific.
All right. Thanks. Terrific. Appreciate it. All right. So I'm going to get slaughtered. Thank God there's only another hour of the show. Well, this hour of the show, which is now less than 40 minutes of showtime. So, all right. Can't lose too many. But I better come up with another question is what I better do. And I will right now. Here we go. In the late 1700s, Jews in Europe were forced to do this. Eventually, everyone was forced to do what? So we're talking about the late 1700s, and we're talking about Jews in Europe were forced to do this. And like I say, eventually everyone was forced to do this. Yeah. Started, by the way, with the Habsburg ruler who forced it. Forced what? All right, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Len in Park Ridge thought Mad Cow was producing the heart attacks. Nice try, but if you, Len, call me back if you have a guess on our latest question. And we will, meantime, get our latest bumper coming up in moments. And maybe you will see that a theme is starting to emerge. I hope so anyway. 888-876-5593. 8888 R-O-L-L-Y-E on WGN Radio. James writes, who are they? What do they have in common with the other songs we've played? Yeah. Every time I hear that, I think I had a call screener years ago, a young guy who was Brazilian, Andre, and he would come over and he'd love soul records. And he asked me if I had this. And not only did I say, well, I don't know, I've never heard of it. And he said, mind if I look? Because I had, you know, in the studio all my 45s. And he said, Raleigh, you have four copies of this. I said, well, have one. He said, I don't have a record player. But I said, well, if I have four copies, I must have heard it. And I listened to it, and I thought, you know, I have four copies of this record. I've never heard it before. But and that was about, 25 years ago now. But ever since then, I've kind of liked it. So who are they? 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we're moving on to Leah in Marcus Hook, who wants Angel TV Trivia. How's it going, Leah?
Hi, Raleigh. Going pretty good. How's it going with you?
Other than the pain, just I'm surprised this tooth thing hurts as much as it does.
Oh, you got a toothache?
Well, no, I had. They're doing a. It's a temporary crown now. I cracked the last molar, and in the top, and so they did the. And you know, I've had other crowns, and usually they're not like this. But for whatever reason, when the anesthesia wore off on this, it's like, oh my! So.
Oh, yeah. And nothing's worse than throbbing tooth pain.
Yeah. Oh, actually, no, I can think of several things. Have you ever had pancreatitis? No, I can do a whole list of things that are much worse. Yeah, but
no, but my cat did.
Really? Well, I know that cats are prone. Actually, I have heard that. But yeah, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, he couldn't exactly voice precisely the level of pain. But I'm sure the squealing was loud enough for you to know.
Yeah, poor baby.
Yeah. So now you want?
Can I try the trivia question?
Absolutely.
Is it they had to register with the state or the government?
No.
Oh, okay.
That came later.
That's my only guess.
Yeah, no, that came much later. Like 150 years later. But anyway, Angel TV trivia. What is the name of the woman from the 1950s who was accused of stealing money in Are You Now or Have You Ever Been?
I'm not going to know this. Just give me the answer. I don't know. I can't remember that.
Her name is Judy.
Judy. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay. I'll keep trying.
I hope so. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks,
Raleigh. Right, good deal. So, 888-876-5593. Morgan is in Chicago. All right, Morgan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello.
What do you think?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. My guess is that... people were forced to adopt two names, like a first name and a last name.
You're absolutely right. They had to take a last name. And apparently in 1787, Joseph the Tolerant, who clearly wasn't, in Habsburg, issued a decree that all Jews must adopt a last name. Now, the rest of Europe soon followed, and eventually it was mandatory for everyone. It was somewhat haphazard in the beginning. Some chose names based on their father's given name, like Jacobson. Some chose professions, like Becker the baker, or Kaufman the merchant, or Farber the painter. But in some parts of Hungary, Jews were arbitrarily divided into four groups. Black, the Schwartz, white, the Weiss, large, the Gross, and small, the Klein. And where they were forbidden to take the names of towns, they actually did that. They said, no, you can't be Berlin. They went for geography, Berg for mountain in Dutch, or Stein for rock or stone in German. Yeah, fascinating. You're absolutely right. And I did not realize for any group that last names were, you know, that late in the game. I thought that it was much earlier on. What do you think? Why did you know?
Well, I just kind of heard that a while ago. I didn't have the dates down and all that, and that it was asked to be Jewish and knew Jewish people. But I just kind of heard it somewhere, and it popped in my mind.
You're absolutely right. But like I say, all those who thought, oh, well, it's the Jews, it's not us. It was for everybody not too long thereafter. So, you know, eventually it gets around.
I can give a little tiny little addition to the story. I believe in Austria, when Jewish people were given names, I think they were forced to take names. The authorities over there, some of the authorities were kind of mean, and they forced, they gave the people comical names, kind of goofy, silly names on purpose.
Oh, jeez.
So I've seen examples of what they are, but I can't remember what these names were, but they were just kind of like, you know, Flower Man or some kind of silly, slightly silly names. You know.
Oh man, boy, we're some planet here. I'll tell you what. That's hopefully they changed it when they emigrated to somewhere better.
Yeah. But you know, people they get used to their names and stuff, and I don't know. Some people would be stubborn and just want to stay the same thing.
Yeah. Well, it should be a choice all the way around. Of course. Interesting. Well, so you knew more than I did, because when I read this question, I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I just was horrified at A, that last names were so recent in history, but B, that a group was actually forced to take them and had rules of what they couldn't take.
Yeah. So it's history is weird. A lot of weird, strange stuff in history.
Well, and the little we know, we're by all means going to repeat it. And I think we do that time and time again. So, I guess knowledge is power, so they say. You're a winner! Hang on, Morgan, but don't hold your breath for this. It takes forever to get something, and it isn't even worth the price of postage to get it to you. But you get a certificate and something like a DVD or a tabloid.
Well,
hang on.
Let me tell you, inquirers are precious as gold to me.
Oh, really? Well, then tell John that, because, boy, we have an unlimited supply of National Inquirers. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. And not as good as it once was many years ago, but still certainly worthwhile to read. I just got a fresh stash, actually. Maybe we'll read some tomorrow night. It's hard to tell. In the meantime, we have about a half hour of trivia. I guess I have to give you another question. Why bother? You're going to get it. Well, that's good. And maybe you'll get the next bumper, too. We'll find out after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Cheating in the next room, making plans to meet him soon, talking softly on the telephone, making plans to meet him somewhere alone. But love is no longer there, the woman of his heart no longer cares. It's best to call it quits and go your separate way. Playing that cheating game only leads to hurt and pain, and cause each other unhappy days. Cheating in the next room, making plans to be with them soon, talking softly on the telephone, making plans to go out and do wrong. Cheating in the next room, making plans to meet him soon.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is this? 1982 on Malico. Yeah, I thought when this came out, I couldn't believe it came out because it was, you know, in the 80s by this. What a great record. Yeah, well, so me and four other people heard it. But actually, Heart and Soul, a format that was R&B oldies on Satellite Music Network, Bud Bouchard added it to that. So the late Bud Bouchard, now I hate saying that, but I'll be forever grateful to him for cheating in the next room. Frank in Northlake, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
Coming along.
Good.
I was going to take a shot at a couple of those bumper stumpers, and
good.
I had a comment about the last name things.
Okay.
About, I think it's three bumpers ago, I think it was Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke wrote it, but he didn't sing it.
Okay. Well, it wasn't Maurice Williams.
No. Sam Cooke, Maurice Williams, or keep going, because it was somebody well known.
Yeah. Okay. I think the last one was Billy Paul.
Nope.
Sure.
Last one was not Billy Paul.
Oh, boy. How about the Smith, that guy Smith from the Artistics, I think it was called.
Oh, I love the Artistics, but I didn't play them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, a comment on the other.
Yeah.
I remember my years ago, my dad telling me something about that. Last name, something years ago, he said people named their children after their trade, like a guy that made wagons,
right?
And his father's name was Jack,
right?
And he was Jack the Wagoner,
yeah,
the Wagoner,
uh-huh.
And I guess, and so on,
yeah.
What the heck? What were those other ones? I had one that was really. I can't remember now. I should have wrote it down. But anyway, that was. I didn't know that. That was that not too long ago.
Right. I was surprised about that too. The late 1700s. I mean, none of us were alive, but nonetheless, that's fairly recent history.
Yeah. Yeah, named them after the trade.
Yeah, like, trades or...
Johnson was another one. The guy's name was John.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. They called his kid Johnson.
Right.
John's son.
Absolutely, like Jacobson, of course.
Oh, yes, yes. Jacob's son.
Yeah.
Well, geez, those voices are so familiar. Especially the one right after the one I thought was Sam Cooke. Oh, gosh. I know it ain't Jerry Butler.
Nope.
He's got a little higher voice. Was one of them Wilson Pickett?
Nope.
No. I give up.
Okay. But it's good to hear from you anyway.
Oh, thank you. Can I ask a question about something you mentioned the other night?
I don't know. Let's hear it.
Well, it has about to do with vertigo. How long did the... When did that whack you?
Oh man, that was... Yeah, that was really weird. And I got an attack where I was wound up on the floor trying to walk to the bathroom, and that would have been the beginning of 2012. And, and I'd say for 2 years, two full years, it wouldn't be every day by any means, but at least once a week or so, I would have at least an hour-long vertigo attack.
Yeah.
And then it went away.
The real... dizzy one?
It's not a question so much. It's not really dizzy, but it's like the room is spinning around and around, and you can't, exactly. Right, the room is spinning, and you can't get your balance. And as I say, most people who've had vertigo, the first thing they think is the worst. Oh my God, it's a brain tumor. But invariably, it's not. They call it benign positional vertigo, BPV, and that just means that they don't know what causes it.
And they get the booklet for exercises.
Oh, yeah, all the exercises, and then you go to the doctor and all this, and they'll have you doing these weird contortions and all. Didn't help one iota.
Hmm.
Yeah, so...
Did you have problems with your neck cracking? Once in a while,
well,
like
I think
when you turn to the right,
yeah, right, right. Joints or necks or all that, yeah, always will crack from time to time. But I don't think that's particularly related. I'm pretty sure that the vertigo issue is a middle ear issue. So
yeah, but like in the inner ear,
So when was your first attack?
About 3 months ago.
Okay, and how often do you have them?
Well, I had a real bad one,
mm-hmm.
Was the very first one. But prior to that, for about a year and a half, I was every so often I'd have this, like I was being pulled down,
mm-hmm.
and then kind of like a little off balance. But then it would go away after about 20-30 seconds.
Right.
Then this one really, I don't know what hit me, but it lasted maybe 30 seconds or so. And it was a bad one.
Well,
and
you're lucky.
Anyway, I got this meclizine, which is antivert, another name for it.
Right.
25 milligram. They says take it as needed.
Okay.
I said, well, gee, that's too late, isn't it? And they said, no, well, just that's the way to do it. So I thought I felt another one coming on a couple of days later.
And
so I took one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, brother. I was like the dog in the back window, you know, the bobblehead dog.
Yeah, right.
Four and a half days. So I don't want to take that.
No, I never took anything for it. But if you're talking about just 30, 40 seconds or whatever, that's nothing. Like I say, my attacks would last at least an hour. And what I discovered was with most of them, when I was lying down, there were, my grammar's terrible, but anyway, there were positions where, with my head, where I wouldn't feel it as much as other positions. Like if I turned to the left, maybe the whole room would really spin, but if I turned to the right, maybe not as much. If I was more sitting up, maybe better. You know, in other words, the positions, but of course, when you're getting it for an hour at a time, you got plenty of time to try different positions,
Yes.
So,
yeah. Really great.
You know, so I'd say the last bad one I had was probably spring of 2014.
Oh, okay.
So it's been a while.
But
yeah, so
it
does go away. Now, there's another thing I had before that, you know, the things where you think, "Oh my God, this is it. This is the end." And that was I for years have had, and I still do to some extent, but the what do they call it? Ocular migraines.
There's, I get those too.
Yeah, no pain, but you see the swirling neon lights in black and white.
Yeah,
it's
like that light that they show when there's a someone who's allegedly the culprit, we'll say, on the news. And they lock out that glistening kind of thing on their face when they show them going from there to the squad car or from the squad to the building. Because he's not, still proven guilty,
Yeah,
they're allegedly the shooter or whatever they say.
Can't speak to that, not watching much TV. But mostly it just is like neon squiggly lines. And they will close in on you. And, when it happens, I don't worry about it, but it's a discomfort. It's like, oh, God, for 15 minutes now I won't be able to read.
Exactly. It goes away and sometimes 12 to 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It seems to have a pattern if it starts on the left. And it works its way across, and then all of a sudden, clarity it comes back.
Well, and when it resolves, at least for me, I then have just fatigue, like I've been fighting the war or something. Yeah.
Yes.
I've had that for 30 years, and I'll tell you, I've seen everybody, and the concern was I also have uveitis, which is an autoimmune thing, and I'm fine with it. But nonetheless, when you have it, they don't like to hear you've got other stuff going on. So I've been tested six ways a Sunday, and the bottom line is ocular migraines are harmless. Now, of course, John gets to witness some of this, and he always says the same thing: Raleigh, people would pay big money for these effects. And he's probably right.
Oh, brother. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. But I wouldn't advise trying drugs to treat it. Just let it run its course.
Oh, heck no. I don't want, no. When I told you I took that.
Yeah.
Meclizine was for the vertigo. But man, I don't ever want to take another one.
Oh,
control. I never did drugs and I don't want them.
Well,
I'm afraid of drugs.
It's an old antihistamine, and it does have potential for side effects. And yeah, it's one of those H1s, that first generation of histamine. So depending, that can sometimes be a problem. So, well, it's good to hear from you, and I'm glad you're on an even keel tonight anyway.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon.
Okay, Ralph.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Okay, bye. All right.
Talk to you later.
Yeah. So, I tell you, and that's the kind of thing, if you have had a lot of health problems, the ones that you know about, they don't really bother you that much because you're aware. But when something out of the blue hits you, it's like, what is this? Yeah. And after a while, that's all you can do is laugh about it. And we will get a bumper guess on a song from Tommy and a call from James on the South Side. He wants World War II, and I'm prepared. And I think I might hold off asking another question since we're so close to the top of the hour. But if you had a category, there's something you know something about, this is the time to be dialing 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain. With the rain of Shambhala, wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame. With the rain of Shambhala, hey, 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 everyone is helpful. Everyone is kind on the road to Shambhala. Everyone is helpful. Everyone is kind on the road to Shambhala. How does your light shine in the halls of Shambhala?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, that's your last bumper stumper. No, it's not Three Dog Night. It's the original. And what does that have in common with everything else we played? Not only five records for this bumper theme, but it is an absolute theme, and maybe you'll get it. If not, well, right before the end of the night, I'll reveal. But in the meantime, we have Tommy, and Tommy is in Chicago. So, Tommy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Riley. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm okay. You're full of information. I'm fine about my vertigo.
Yeah. Yeah, I think more people have it than people realize. It's not that uncommon.
Yeah. I've heard you played the festivals.
Yes.
Earlier.
Yes, I did. You got the makings of a lover.
Yeah, and you played, you said only four people. Well, I made sure more people heard this one. It was ZZ Hill.
Yes.
Cheating in the Next Room.
Isn't that a wonderful song?
It brought the people back to the bar where I was DJing.
Yeah, I loved that song. The other thing, when he did Gimme Gimme, I loved that too.
That one I don't know.
Oh, man, you got to hear some of this. Wait, it's just wonderful. Gimme Gimme. And I play that one a lot, you know, off the air, obviously. But it's in power rotation in the car. All right, so here it is.
Track, Raleigh.
Let me have you hear some earlier,
ZZ Hill, I know you got this one. You were wrong, ZZ Hill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But here's Gimme Gimme. I'm curious what you think of it.
I'm going to play it. To the playlist.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Gimme Gimme. It was the flip side of You Can't Hide a Heartache on Kent in 1966.
I didn't know he recorded for Kent.
Yeah, he absolutely did.
The Malico stuff I know all about.
Yeah, the Malico was later, but 66 he did the Kent stuff. Richard Parker produced that. He did a number of things before Malico.
Okay, Gimme Gimme. Yeah. On in the playlist.
Gimme Gimme. I knew you'd like it.
Yeah. I'm a soul guy.
Yeah.
Blues guy. Thank you so much. Great show as usual.
Well, you're a winner.
I'm glad you.
So
thank you so much.
Hang on and we will confirm that address. Don't go away. Tommy is absolutely a winner, as he usually is. So 888-876-5593. Let's see what we can do here. Ah, waning moments. Boy, I tell you what. Gary in Austin's got some bumper guesses. Hey Gary, how are you?
Well, okay. I think I heard B.W. Stevenson with Shambhala.
Absolutely, the original Shambhala, B.W. Stevenson, you are a winner.
Yeah, that's pretty ignited, ruined it. But
well, they did a month later. That's right.
Yeah, they Freedog Night was so overrated. Everybody loves them. I just don't know why. You know, that's just me.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it for the most part. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're a winner.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So 888-876-5. Well, I don't know why I'm giving out the phone number. Habit, I guess, but you're not going to have time to get in there, I don't think. So we'll have John confirm that address. Then Don in Beloit thinks he knows the bumper theme. Oh, so you do. What do you think it is?
Hey, I think these are definitely all black-owned, traditional black-owned record labels.
Nope. The festivals were on Smash. That was...
Sam Cooke? Theme with all of these?
No, Sam Cooke wrote one of them, but that one came out on Derby. Then festivals were on Smash. ZZ Hill was on Malico. B.W. Stevenson was on RCA. And
had a lot of themes that involved old black record labels.
Yeah, but not this one. All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
All right.
So,
bye-bye.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what label they're on, period. Labels are not involved in the theme as far as that goes. Let's see. James wants his World War II question, and you are going to get it. How's it going, James?
Fine. How are you?
Well, I'm here, and it's about as good as it gets.
Sorry about okay. I never had a tooth chipped, but quite something like this.
Oh yeah, breaks in half, and you wind up eating it, and you wonder what's this rock in your food, and then you realize, oh, I'm eating myself. So yeah. So yes. Oof. So we have questions for you, of course. World War II events, and it's a simple one here. In what year was the famous Dam Buster raid carried out?
Okay. I am going to say, I'm going to say 1943?
Yes, absolutely right. And the Dam Busters raid was also known as Operation Chatis. And it was an attack on German dams on May 17th of 1943. So you are a winner.
Okay.
All right, don't go away.
Thank you.
Yeah, always good to hear from you. Thank you. All right, so now in the waning moments, let's put James on hold and confirm his address. Sherry in Naperville gets it. All right, Sherry, go for it.
Hi. In the 80s, I would drink the new Cherry Coke, and I wouldn't eat much because I didn't have time, but I did eat dinner. And I was diagnosed from my childhood, my childhood GP, general practitioner, before everybody splintered off into specialism, with, look it up, I don't know if it might ring bells with you, labyrinthitis.
Labyrinth, yeah. Absolutely. Labyrinth size. Yep. Yeah, well, you did that to yourself.
No, but it's the dizziness and the sadness.
No, it's an inner ear affection is what it is. The labyrinth gets inflamed, you know, like it's usually an infection, but it could be also just what am I trying to say? Inflammation. I should also mention that occasionally somebody will say, you're not a doctor. Hell no, I'm not a doctor. I'm just a disc jockey who talks too much, otherwise known as a child, otherwise known as a talk show host. And no, hopefully nobody would take what I'm saying as the be-all, end-all about anything. No, but
you know a lot, and you've been through a lot, so yeah. You've got experience there.
Yeah, well, anyway, with labyrinthitis, usually they'll either do steroids, or if it's from a virus, antivirals. Now, you've ended the night, so call me again tomorrow night.
Okay, thanks.
All right, on that note, Brett kept us on the air tonight at WGN Master Control, and we appreciate that. John answered the phone, and I appreciate that. But mostly, I'm indebted to those of you who called. Thank you for that. A late show tomorrow night will start at about, I believe that is 11:30 Central, and attendance will be taken, so I hope you'll join me. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.